शंकर जी यदि प्रवास करना चाहे तो जोग माया जी की बहुत काल तक आराधना की और तब उन्होंने ब्रह्म कुंड में उनको डुबा दिया तो गोपी बन गए। जब गोपी बन गए आप बहुत दूर से रात देखने लगे उस समय गोपियों ने कहा आज आनंद नहीं रास में आ रहा कोई विजातीय व्यक्ति इसमें आया है ढूंढो उसे कहाँ है। दौड़ते दौड़ते देखा ये गोपी नई गोपी आई है और किसी कुंज में छिपी हुई है। गोपियों ने उसे पकड़ा तू कौन है कहाँ की रहने वाली है तुम्हारा नाम क्या है। युवक माया ने उनका नाम तो बतलाया नहीं तेरे ससुर का नाम क्या है तेरे खसम का नाम क्या है उसको तो खसम तो है ही नहीं उनको कहां से बतलाएंगे। तू कहां के रहने वाली है तुम्हारा बाप कौन है तुमका बाप कौन है समझ गए जैसे ये उत्तर नहीं दे रहा गुलचे से उनके गाल फुला दिए जो विश्व में आराधनीय है, और वे उनको गोपियां गालों में कुल्चे मार करके बुला दिया और वो रोने लगे। जो मैया को पुकारा आकर के बचा लिया, दूर यहीं पर निशान कोण में खड़ा रहना, इधर मत आना। गणेश जी कभी आए, हनुमान जी कभी आए, इस धाम में प्रवेश नहीं किए, बहुत दूर अयोध्या रहे। जरूरत हो तो वो हिमालय पहाड़ को भी उखाड़ करके ले जाए, गिरिराज गोवर्धन को ले आए, इस स्थान में नहीं ठहरे। वो क्या ठहरेंगे, शंकर जी हनुमान बने। यदि आना पड़ेगा तो गोपी भाव लेकर के आना पड़ेगा, घूंघट बना करके लहंगे पहन करके हनुमान जी को आना होगा, नहीं आ सकते यहाँ। गणेश की तो बात ही क्या, अरे उनकी मैया, उनके बाप ही नहीं आ सकते यहाँ पर। उनका क्या काम है दुर्गा जी का, मथुरा के चारों तरफ में ब्रजमंडल के 84 कोस के सीमा पर खड़ी रहे, जब उनकी मूल आराध्या देवी पार्वती जी नहीं, लक्ष्मी जी नहीं आ सकी तो वो क्या है। उनका मूल रूप है श्रीमती राधिका, जो माया पूर्णिमा, जो कृष्ण की उनकी जो आराधना करे एक निष्ठ रूप में। ब्रह्मा जी उनकी लीला को समझ नहीं सके, नहीं समझ सके, बार बार गिर रहे हैं। अरे उद्धव जी जैसे नित्य सिद्ध उनके भक्त भी नहीं समझ सके। अंत में कृष्ण के को प्रणाम नहीं किया, गोपियों के चरणों की धूलि को प्रणाम किया, आसाम हो चरण रे नित्य साम हम श्याम वृंदावन एक जा दुष्टजन स्वजन आज पठन कहित्वा भेजे मुकुंद पदवेन छुटिया, जिनके चरणों को खोज करती है वो कृष्ण पहिया पड़ते हैं गोपियों की, धूलि उठा करके अपने मस्तक पर रखते हैं और कहते हैं कि मैं इनका ऋण नहीं चुका सकता, कोटि कोटि देता हूं जैसे आई होने पर। जब कृष्ण ही उनका उत्थान नहीं पाते हैं, उनकी किंकरियां कृष्ण को रोक देती हैं, राधा जी से मिलने नहीं देती, बार बार हाथ जाकर के जाते हैं गरीब बहुत का फलकार दुरा नित्यम परस्य पुरुषस्खंड मौले, श्रीखंड मौले। ये यहाँ पर गोपियों की चरण में लूटते हैं, राधा जी तो बहुत दुख की बात, ऐसा ये महायुक्त स्थान है, राष्ट्रीय है, इसलिए उद्धव जी कहते हैं उनकी चरण की धूलि गोपियों की यदि मिल जाए, क्योंकि बहुत दूर से लाखों मील दूर से जिधर में धूलि है उस धूलि को प्रणाम करता हूँ। वंदे नंद ब्रज इष्ट नाम पाद, उनकी एक धूलि को मैं प्रणाम। उद्धव जी को ये भाव नहीं मिला, उनको लौट करके मथुरा जाना पड़ा। जो लोग गोपियों के अनुगत्य में यहाँ पर भजन करेंगे वो तो वृंदावन में रह सके, और नहीं तो माया के जाल के ऊपर में रहेंगे। भाई ये समझ लो, माया जाल के भीतर में नहीं आएंगे। जो बहुत से देवता देवियों का भजन करते हैं यहाँ वृंदावन में आकर के, और कोई ब्रह्म की उपासना करते हैं, हम ब्रह्मास्मि सोहम, ये ब्रज में नहीं चलेगा, ये विशेष करके वृंदावन में, सेवा कुंज में नहीं चलेगा। ये सेवा कुंज है, सेवा कुंज माने क्या, कृष्ण स्वयं राधा जी की चरणों को पलोट रहे हैं, सेवा कर रहे हैं, इसलिए ये सेवा कुंज है, और कहीं विश्व में ये स्थान नहीं है, केवल यही स्थान है जहाँ पर कृष्ण स्वयं उनकी पहिया पलोट रहे हैं, ये स्थान है। अभी हम लोगों को सूरत अभी पार करना है, एकादशी का समय नष्ट हो जाएगा, इसलिए आज मैं यही पर वक्तव्य समाप्त करता हूँ। इसे समय होगा तो आएंगे, नहीं आप लोगों को भी निमंत्रण करता हूँ। आप शास्त्रीय संगीत जानने वाले हैं, ये लोग बहुत सुंदर सुंदर जानने वाले हैं, बहुत आप लोग रहेंगे और हमारे वहाँ पर हम 500 दिन रहेंगे, आप कभी रहेंगे ना आप लोग।
टुडे I found Maharaj was very fast in his narration. Either my speed has slowed down or his speed has increased. I am unable to find out. But I feel that he was filled with so many thoughts, so many bhav, so many modes. Yeah, come close. So, he was very much filled with thoughts, therefore he was feeling, speaking with flow, fast flow. And I was just writing points hardly. When we first did parikrama, then his opening sentence was, there is no microphone. You have?
Yeah, we should use the microphone. You can hear.
You will hear loudly. Eh? Nice microphone. So at Rupa Goswami Samadhi Stali, Maharaj spoke. He started with, we are most fortunate that on the occasion of disappearance day of Srila Rupa Goswami, we could come at the Bhajan Stali and Samadhi of Srila Rupa Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was first time coming to Vrindavan with lakhs of people, he first went to Ramkeli. There he met Rup and Sanatan Goswami. They were at that time working with that king, Muslim, Mohammedan king. So, everyone is listening, huh? So, Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami at Ramkeli, they presented Jeev to Mahaprabhu. He is our small nephew. You accept him. And at that place, Sanatan Goswami said that you are going to Vrindavan with so many of the people. This is not way to go to Vrindavan. Because if you will go with so many people, you will be engaged only in maintaining them and managing them. Where will they stay and what will they eat? So if you want to go to Vrindavan and really you want to taste, it is good. Aage aajao. Ab tum. Go to Vrindavan with so many of the people, then all the time you will be busy and engaged in feeding them and thinking where will they stay. And at that time there was no guest house. If we want to go to Vrindavan, really enjoy the spiritual mood, then we should go there with one or two person, and that's two of our line. So Jatiya is next. Rasik Vaishnav, who is so jatiya, of our own taste and mood. Then Mahaprabhu did not go to Vrindavan, he went back. The next time, he again went to Vrindavan with one person only, through the jungles of Jharikhand. When he was coming, then first he went to Prayag. Do you know Prayag? Kashi, Prayag, they are the nearby place. Then from Prayag, there Ganges and Yamuna, they merge together. That is called Sangam. So one direction Yamuna is coming and the other direction Ganges is coming. From there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the course through Yamuna River, because Yamuna River passes through Vrindavan. So now from Prayag to Vrindavan there was no straight way. So how did he come? He took the course of Yamuna River. When he came at that time, this place was totally forgotten by the people. No one knew where is the Vrindavan itself. Bansi, what is Vrindavan, they did not know it. It was a jungle, deserted place. And Mahaprabhu came here. There was no chance that they could have gone there during the night time. In the morning time, Mahaprabhu used to go at Akroor Ghat and Imli Tala. You know these places, Akroor Ghat and Imli Tala. When he stayed in Vrindavan for a few days, then he felt it, that he is cultivating bhava of Yashodanandan, Krishna. He said, if he will stay there for a long time, then his mood will be changed. And the purpose of his coming as Mahaprabhu will be forfeited. He wanted to taste Radha Bhava. So he left that place. Secondly, when he would have stayed over there, people would have recognized him, that who is he? He would have come in the form of Krishna. So he left that place. He did not stay there for a long time. He came back to Prayag again. In Prayag he met Rup Goswami. He told to Rup Goswami that bhakti is a deep ocean of rus, nectar of rus. Bhakti is in fact devotion. Our loving mood with Krishna is a deep sea, rus, rasamrit sindhu. Together they want it, because they want to go for madhukari. If anyone comes and gives, that is another thing. I asked Maharaj then, how can they go for madhukari when no one was living here? Yes, he said, yeah, for madhukari they used to go to Mathura. And if they won't go to Mathura, they won't get anything. If anyone comes from Mathura to give, which is very rare. So for days together they won't eat. They were living such a hard and austere life. And Gopal Bhavan Maharaj first congratulated them for their nice kirtan. Then he said, but we should remember one thing very, very carefully. This Vrindavan is a very, very peculiar, unique and ras bhara sthan. Ras bhara means full of, place full of ras, mellow. Even Lakshmi can't have entry in this place. But to speak of Mayavadi, Nirakarvadi, Advaitvadi. Even Shankarji, he wanted to come. Then he did worshipping to Yog Maya, and Yog Maya gave him body of a gopi. But he was caught by gopis, and then gopis asked him, what is your name? What is name of your husband? Husband? I don't have husband. What is name of your father-in-law, mother-in-law? Like this. So, husband. Khasam. Today Maharaj was using very, very, what to say, day-to-day talking language, which really gives very charming effect when we talk, but when we write and in literary we don't use these words. These are the words of
conversation.
Common conversation. Like Nigode, Palm. But if we read it in Ras Mai Bhakti, there the verse is there. For Swamiji said he came here in what did he use the word? Patehal. Patehal means? Anyone's clothes are totally tattered and torn. He came in Fatehal. Very moody. Today Maharaj was in really very high mood. Free mood, what you call it. This is the place where we said they do mixed worshipping. They don't follow Ekadashi also. So Maharaj sitting on their place. This is the place where Shankarji also cannot come. He came as Gopi. Then he got punches. The worshipable person, the most worshipable person of this material world is getting punches by gopis. And then he cried to Yogmaya, and Yogmaya became mediator and stopped. And then they sent him to one corner of the Vrindavan, that is called Ishan Kon, and said, you stay here as a guard and don't let unwanted people in. This is the state of... So, Hanumanji can come here, Ganeshji can come here. No, they cannot come. Hanumanji brought Girirajji here. When there was Ram fighting and Ravan's fighting, and that bridge was going to be constructed, and there the people were Hanuman Sena. Hanuman Sena, you know? Sena means? Army. Army of Hanuman was bringing big stones and even mountains to throw it on the sea. At that time, Hanuman went to Himalaya and he caught this Govardhan, whole Govardhan. And when he came to this place, by that time the bridge was finished, and Ram said, you keep all the stones and mountains to the same place where you are right now. And then Hanuman kept that Govardhan hill there. But when the pastimes of Radha Krishna is taking place, he never came here. Though he is expansion of Shiva, so Shiva also can come here in the form of Gopeshwar only, but to speak of Hanuman. Ganesh will come here, but to speak of Ganesh, his mother father cannot come here. In Hindi the word is ke maa baap yahan nahi aa sakte. Mother father cannot come here. What about this Ganesh? Mother father means Durga Devi, Parvati, Durga Devi. They can't come. And father means Shiva, he is put on the corner. Even Uddhavji came. He bowed and worshipped the dust of Radha Rani and gopis. Gopis are so elevated, so high. So those who come to Vrindavan, they have to take shelter of Radha Rani, not even of Krishna. Because the small young servant of Radha Rani stops Krishna, hey, you hold on, stay over there. They are so much powerful. The small young servant of Radha Rani are so much powerful. They make Krishna stop. Hey Krishna, hold on, stay over there. They have got such a mahabhav which Krishna also can't have it. If we want to see such Vrindavan, then we have to take shelter of Radha Rani. Otherwise we will see Vrindavan covered by Maya only. And those who are saying Aham Brahmasmi and living in Seva Kunj, they cannot stay here, they cannot see Seva Kunj. They cannot see that Seva Kunj means where Krishna is serving Radha Rani. Therefore it is Seva Kunj. Then he said, today is Ekadashi, we have to follow Ekadashi. Today is Dwadashi, we have to follow Ekadashi. Ekadashi is completely followed if we break it in that specific time. We will not care for Durvasa type of people. If they become angry, let them angry, but we will follow Ekadashi. Because I doubt whether they follow Ekadashi, so Maharaj emphasized over that we should. We are Radha Pakshiya. This is the only mode which we can, by which we can enter Vrindavan. Otherwise we can never enter Vrindavan. God Premanande. This is the place where Maharaj Ji said we are sitting. Rupa Goswami sat here. He wrote all of his books at that place. Not fully, but to some extent, most of the books he wrote at that place. Even Sanatana Goswami used to visit him at this place. And other Vaishnavas also, Jeev Goswami also. At that time when we board on the Samadhi of Jeev Goswami and we were doing Parikrama, Maharaj said that Rupa Goswami manifested these deities of Radha Damodar for Jeev Goswami, so that Jeev Goswami should preach forcefully. This is the place where real International Society for Krishna Consciousness was established by Rupa Goswami, which was at that time called Vishwa Vaishnav Rajya Sabha. Vishwa Vaishnav Rajya Sabha. And here itself, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, in very melodious Murchana voice, Maharaj said. Probably after Shukadev Goswami, he was the another person who used to recite Srimad Bhagavat in such a melodious and pathetic melodious tune that whoever was present there, he used to weep. Raghunath Bhatt. Raghunath Bhatt. Not Gopal Bhatt. Gopal Bhatt Goswami came with a book that was the Satkriya Sar. Once he was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam so pathetically, and everyone in the assembly was weeping, and Rupa Goswami was sitting there straight. Someone asked, why he is not moved? Everyone is weeping, why is he not moved? The other said, let us see whether he is alive or not. So they went with their finger to see whether he is alive or not. First, they could not find the air. After some time, he left some breath. The moment he left some breath, not whole of his breath, the fingers got blistered because of heat. The heat which was coming from his breath. Maharaj Ji was giving very good examples here. Some people cannot resist their feelings and they weep, they cry. Some people do it for show only. But just as fish in small water, you can see very easily moving here and there. And if there is a spoiled fish, then it will rot in the water if water is in a small pond. We have got a phrase there. One fish spoils the, one rotten fish spoils the whole pond. Do you have this phrase in England or America? We have in India.
One rotten apple, same thing.
It's in India.
Maharaj Ji was giving this example. In India we have got this prevalent phrase that one rotten fish in a pond spoils the whole
pond.
So Maharaj said that maybe in a small pond you can spot the fishes and a rotten fish may spoil the whole pond. But when there is a deep ocean, what will that fish will do? Can she do anything? Can you find the fishes inside that ocean? You cannot find. Similarly, Rupa Goswami is ocean of bhav. So Asta Sati Bhav, weeping and tears and this and that, is a small fish in his ocean. It is not visible for everyone, but his bhavs are far, far more than those people who were rolling on the ground and shedding their tears. Maharaj said that he started his drama Vidagdha Madhav here. His Mangalacharan, he did it. Then he went to Jagannath Puri. In fact, he wanted to write one drama. Then Satyabhama said, don't write one drama. Don't try to mix Vrindavan's pastimes with Dwarka's pastimes. Separate them. Maharaj said, earlier Rupa Goswami had thought that he will write a drama wherein he will show the Satyabhama of Dwarka is the same Radharani of Vrindavan. He wanted to show that Brijendra Nandan Shyam Sundar of Vrindavan is same as Dwarkadish. And the Yamuna of Vrindavan is same the Kalandi of Dwarkadish. So he wanted to make some resemblance of Vrindavan pastimes and the pastimes of Dwarka and wanted to mix them. Satyabhama said, no, there is an ample difference of the mood, so don't try to mix it. Keep it separate. And then he went to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu also instructed him the same thing, that don't mix it. Then at the time of Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri, Mahaprabhu was absorbed in a certain mood and there was so much noise of kirtan. So many elephants, they were crying. So seven groups of different kirtaniyas were there. And Mahaprabhu was dancing with all the groups. And there in amidst such a heavy voice, in his total absorption of mood, he recited some shlok. And especially one shlok, Yeh Komara Hara. That is a famous shlok you write down and can... I don't know the full shlok. Swarup Damodar was there near to him and could knew that what he is reciting. No one could knew it. But Rupa Goswami, who was very calmly, silently observing and the mood of Mahaprabhu, he had tuned his heart with the heart of Mahaprabhu that he could hear it. He heard the shlokas recited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He learned it and tried to, and he found the meaning of that shloka, and then he wrote the meaning of that shloka on one paper of leaf, talpatra, paper of leaf, and he just inserted in the roof of hut of Haridas Thakur. What was the shloka? Yeh Komar Hara, shloka says, look, this person who was so much smart and good looking, that Maharaji was explaining it in very hints, that he took away my Komar. You know Komar means?
Young age.
Young age of girl before adolescence. What does it mean?
Adolescence.
Adolescence of girl. Before that.
Youth.
When a girl is 11, 12, 13 years old, before puberty.
Preteen,
yeah. 13, no, even 12 is preteen.
Yeah.
12, 13, preteen, before puberty. So, Komar means the stage of before puberty, and this boy took away that Komar of girl. At that time she remains untouched with any boy, but this person was having such a nice love with her. She says, a girl is saying, that he took away my youth, then we got married. Now I and he is the same person. This girl is remembering her past old life, before marriage life. When we used to come here before marriage, there was river, there was such nice trees, and now the same person we are here, so many chariots, elephants, everything is here, but it is not so enjoying as it was at that time. This is the meaning of shlok. Rupa Goswami, then he gave explanation of that meaning and he said, Radharani is thinking. What Radharani is thinking? He Sahachari, he started the shlok. He Sahachari. So I am. She is saying to her friend, I am the same and Krishna is the same. It is at the time of Kurukshetra when they met. Krishna and Radharani met. Radharani is saying, I am the same and Krishna is the same. Which same? The same person as we were there in Vrindavan. But now Krishna is with so many chariots, with so many servants, with elephants and having crown on his head. But I am remembering those days when I was with Krishna in Vrindavan. River Yamuna was flowing, lotus were blooming, the sweet fragrance was coming from the flowers, cuckoos were singing, peacock was saying ke ka, especially ka. Ka means, who is that girl so powerful that a personality like Krishna, who is invincible in the whole three world, he is such a independent, savrat, arrogant and mast mola, you know, mast, fearless person, does not care for anyone. When he moves like a mad elephant and a girl, she has hold her feet and tied it and controlled him like her servant. Who is she? Ka.